Welcome to Bhakti Sangachapa conference call. We are extremely fortunate to have His Grace Prasannatma Prabhuji here with us today. And Prabhuji will be enlightening us by walking us through Srimad Bhagavatam 4.22.41 onwards. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Tanvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity, your valuable time and association this morning. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to all the assembly devotees. So today our verse is 41, fourth canto, 22nd chapter, 41st verse. I would like to ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्वा नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयत् शृण्वतां स्वपतः कृष्णः पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनः हृदयन्तोऽस्त हि अभद्राणि विधिनोति सुकृत्सुताम् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवये भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति मुञ्चति. So today's verse is 41. Sa evam brahma putrena kumar re natmana medasa darshita atma gati samyak prashasya vachatam rupaha Maitreya vacha. The great says Maitreya said, Sa, the king, evam, thus, Brahmaputrena, by the son of Lord Brahma, Kumarena, by one of the Kumaras, Atma Medasa, well versed in the spiritual knowledge, Darshita, being shown Atma Gati, spiritual advancement, Samyak, completely, Prasasya, worshipping, Vacha, said, Tam, unto him, Nupaha, the king. Translation. The great sage Maitreya continues. Being thus enlightened in the complete spiritual knowledge by son of Brahma, one of the Kumaras who was complete in spiritual knowledge, the king worshipped them in the following words. Purport. In this verse, the word Atma Medasa is commented upon by Sripad Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, who says that Atmani means unto Lord Krishna, Paramatmani. Lord Krishna is Paramatma. Ishvara Paramaha Krishna. Brahma Samhita 5.1. Therefore, one whose mind is actually full in Krishna consciousness is called Atma Medha. This may be contrasted to the word Gruha Medhi, which refers to one whose brain is always engrossed with thoughts of material activities. The Atma Medha is always thinking of Krishna activities in Krishna consciousness. Like son of Kumara, who was son of Brahma, was fully Krishna conscious. He could point out the path of spiritual advancement. The word Atmagati refers to the thought of activities by which one can make progress in understanding Krishna. Verse number 42. Rajo Vacha. Krutasme anugraha purvam harina artha pantina. Tam apada yitam brahman bhagavan yuyam agataha. Translation. Word to word meaning. Raja Uvacha, the king said, Krita, done, me, unto me. Anugraha, causeless mercy, purvam, formerly, Harina, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. Atta Anukamsina, compassionate for persons in distress, son, that, Ada Apadayutam, to confirm him, Brahman, O Brahman. Bhagavan, O powerful one, Yuyam, all of you, Agataha, have arrived here. Translation. The king said, O Brahmana, O powerful one, formerly Lord Vishnu showed me his causeless mercy, indicating that you would come to my house and to confirm that blessing you have all come. Perfect by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When Lord Vishnu appeared in the great arena of sacrifice, at that time when King Krutu was performing a great sacrifice of Purumeda, he predicted that the Kumaras would very soon come and advise the king. Therefore, Krutu Maharaj remembered the causeless mercy of the Lord and then welcomed the arrival of the Kumaras who were fulfilling the Lord's prediction. In other words, when Lord makes a prediction, he fulfills that prediction through some of his devotees. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that both his various names and the Hare Krishna Mahamantra would be broadcast in all the towns and villages of the world. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada desired to fulfill this great prediction, and we are following in their footsteps. Regarding his devotee God Krishna told Arjuna, Kauteya Pratijanahi Name Bhaktya Pranashyati. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee will never perish. 9.31. The point is that Lord himself could declare such things, but it was his desire to make the declaration to Arjuna and thus doubly assure that his promise would never be broken. The Lord himself promises and his confidential devotees execute the promise. The Lord makes so many promises for the benefit of suffering humanity. Although the Lord is very compassionate upon suffering humanity, human beings are generally not very anxious to serve him. The relationship is something like the between the father and the son. Father is always anxious for the welfare of the son, even the son forgets or neglects the father. The word Anukampina is significant. The Lord is so compassionate upon the living entities that he comes himself into the world in order to benefit fallen souls. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanis bhavati bharata abhyasthana madharmasya tadatmanam sujaminam. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata and a predominant rise of religion, at that time I defend myself. Bhagavad Gita 4.7. Thus, it is out of compassion that Lord appears in this different forms. Lord Krishna appeared on this planet out of compassion for fallen souls. Lord Buddha appeared out of compassion for two animals who are being killed by the demons. Lord Narsingrav appeared out of compassion for Prahlad Maharaj. The conclusion is that Lord is so compassionate upon the fallen souls. Within the material world, thus he comes himself, sends his devotees and his servants to fulfill his desire to have all the fallen souls come back home, back to Godhead. Lord, thus Lord Sri Krishna instructed Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna for the benefit of the entire human society. Intelligent man should therefore seriously consider this Krishna conscious movement and fully utilize the instructions of Bhagavad Gita as preached without adulteration by his new devotees. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरं दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदाङ्कितम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथं द्वैतं तं सजीवं स अद्वैतं स अवधूतं सर्जनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सर्जन श्रीललिताविशाखन्द्वैतं च हे कृष्णा कृणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकान्तं नमोऽस्तु ते सप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य वच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते गौरवाणी नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवाद पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वातारि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा थैंक यू सो मच फॉर गिविंग दिस ऑपर्चुनिटी टू डिस्कस श्रीमद् भागवतम टुडे आई बेग ऑल ऑफ योर मर्सी एंड कंपैशन एंड ऑल द वैष्णवास कंपैशन सो दैट आई कैन से फ्यू वर्ड्स टुडे So here, from verse 41 to 48, Prudhu Maharaj praises the Kumara. So, the great sage Maitreya continues, being thus enlightened in complete spiritual knowledge by the son of Brahma, that is Sanat Kumara, one of the Kumaras who was complete in spiritual knowledge, the king worshipped them in the following words. So here, the Prudhu Maharaj is glorifying Kumara. And in this verse, Atma Mayavata was a very important word. And it is commented by Sripada Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who says, Atmani unto Lord Krishna, Paramatmani, Paramatma. So, therefore, Atma Medha is one whose mind is acting fully in Krishna consciousness. So, Gruha Medha, Srila Prabhupada wrote this word Gruha Medha, means one whose brain is always engrossed with thoughts of material activity. If you see 99% of population in the world, Gruha Medha. They are always brain engaged in material activity. Maya of Krishna is very, very, very powerful. It doesn't let you be at the at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna all the time, like Atma Mada. So that's why Kumaras are very special, because they do not have any family. They never married, and they have nothing to do except, you know, their mind always, brain always engaged in Krishna conscious activity. So Atma Madhusa is very, very important word in this verse. And the good thing is, people who are like Atma Madhusa, if you engage with them, what happens is you will get the spiritual advancement. So Atma Gati refers to the path of activities by which one can make progress in understanding Krishna. So people who are Atma Meda, like the, you know, Srila Prabhupada, by following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, path of activities by which one can progress in understanding Krishna. By being Grihastha, Grihastha is good. Grihamedi is not good. Grihamedi means always selfish and devious. Grihastha means keeping Krishna in the center. And the next stage is Atma Medhata, means always keeping Krishna in the center. So that is the gist of this name. Somehow, no matter what, people try to pull us down, whether at work or at home or at, you know, that's how Maya designed this whole world, to test the spirit soul, whether they are sincere and serious about Krishna consciousness. So, being Atma Madhusa is our topmost target to achieve Krishna consciousness. And text 42, now here Prudhu Maharaj is saying, O Brahmana, O powerful one, formerly Lord Vishnu showed me his causeless mercy, indicating that you would come to me, to my house, and to consume that blessing, you have all come. So in the first word, when Prithu Maharaj was doing sacrifice, Ashwamedha Yaga, he predicted that Kumaras would very soon come and advise the king. So Prithu Maharaj remembered the causeless mercy of the Lord and thus welcomed the arrival of Kumaras, who were fulfilling the Lord's prediction. So if a holy person comes into our life, or we get in touch with holy person like Srila Prabhupada or any of the exalted devotees, that is Krishna's mercy. Sometimes Krishna doesn't come himself, but he sends his devotees. So we always should have a spiritual vision to see the mercy of Krishna. By materialize, you know, what is special about these people? To materialize, they are old, they are young, they could, you know, there is nothing different. But if you have a spiritual vision, you appreciate how special these people, those people are sent by Krishna himself. See the example of Srila Prabhupada. He is 5 feet, some inches tall, but imagine what he did. Around Srila Prabhupada, everybody is like 6 feet, 7 feet tall, and everybody is dancing just by the rise of his eyebrow. And today, Srila Prabhupada is influencing all of our thoughts, thought through his book. So this is causeless mercy of Lord Krishna. So Lord fulfills the prediction through his devotee. In the same way, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted his holy name will be spread all over the world, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, and our dear A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, they all fulfilled this great prediction. And in Bhagavad Gita 9.31, we all have to remember this verse, very important. Kaunteya pratijanahi name bhaktiya pranashyati. Means, O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee will never perish. See, in material world, there is no word like never, 100% guarantee. Only people can guarantee 99.9%. That too, they fail many times. But Krishna here, he guarantees my devotee will never perish. And if Krishna promises, it would be 100%. And here Srila Prabhupada wrote very important point. Although Lord is very compassionate upon suffering humanity, human beings are generally not very anxious to serve him. So that is the whole problem, right? Why Lord has to leave Goloka Vrindavan and come to planet Earth and play like an ordinary cowherd boy in India, in Vrindavan, Giri Govardhan? The only reason is to give unlimited compassion upon suffering humanity. See, Namamishwaram Sachidanandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Vrajamanam Keshodhaviyalukaladavamanam Paramrishtamachyanta Dushya Gokya. Why Supreme Personality of Godhead, Namamishwaram Sachidananda Rupam, has to leave Goloka Vrindavan, that is, Chintamani Prakara Sadma Sukalpa Vruksha Laksha Avrutesh Suraghi Adipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Satasambhrama Sevyamanam Govindam Adipurusham Samaham Bhajami. So Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu Kalpa Vriksha. So in Goloka Vrindavan, Lord Krishna's house is filled with Chintamani stone. One Chintamani stone will fulfill any desire what you have. And Krishna's house is built with. Chintamani stone. Kalpa Vruksha. Indra has only one Kalpa Vruksha, right? And further there is a lot of fighting. And Krishna's house in Goloka Vrindavan has unlimited Kalpa Vruksha. And everybody is running for Lakshmi. So whatever we do in life, 99.99999% of people, everything is related to Lakshmi. Whether we move to different countries, whether we work so hard, it is all about Lakshmi. But in Goloka Vrindavan, Lakshmi Sahasrara Satasambhrama Sevyaman. Not one Lakshmi. Lakshmi Sahasrara, 1,000, Sata, 100, with great excitement, great happiness, running behind Krishna to serve Krishna. Imagine Krishna is in that situation, and on top of Lakshmi, there is Srimati Radharani, who is the topmost person, and unlimited gopis and gopas. They are experts in singing, dancing, you name it, cooking. Each gopi can sing so many ragas, talas, and play so many instruments, sing so beautifully. And their singing is nothing. You know, our singing is nothing when compared to any of the gopis. And forget about Srimad Radharani. And Krishna left all of that and come here as a small boy. Lakshya Kundale Namami Swaram Sachidananda Rupam. And that Sachidananda Rupa came to Goloka Vrindavan to our Vrindavan near Delhi, Madura. And that small boy started stealing butter. And, you know, people are chasing behind Krishna. And Krishna is eating food from the plates of his friends. And the gopis are teasing Krishna, and sometimes Krishna is crying. And sometimes even imagine to obtain Krishna, to even see Krishna, people have to meditate hundreds of thousands of years, like yogis who have to stop breathing and meditate and not eat. And in spite of that, it's impossible to even see Krishna's small toes light. And even Brahma, Indra, or any of these, even Arjuna, they are all bewildered and unable to understand who Krishna is until Krishna gives unlimited mercy. Compassion. The reason why I'm saying all this background is the only purpose why Krishna came to planet Earth is out of compassion for fallen souls. Fallen souls are so fallen that, yes, Krishna can come and just give Bhagavad Gita and can leave. But the Bhagavad Gita is at such a high level, right? But if Krishna starts stealing, at least if people say, people always talk about news, right? Stealing and this and that. So even by saying, Sankechyam Parihasyam Vastaugam Halanam, even if you utter the word Krishna or Rama by Sankechyam, by pointing out, oh, that is Krishna Nagar, Parihasyam by comedy, Saugam, Halanam, by ridiculing. Still, if you say Krishna, you will get credit. So, in Kali Yuga, people's mind is so fallen. So, if Balakrishna, if he steals, people's hearts are, the rock-like hearts start melting. And even if they don't melt, it's like, you know, few children, if they do mischievous things out of this jubilation, we just say, oh, this small little Krishna, he always steals things. And we get credit. So the only purpose Krishna came to the planet Earth is to give compassion, mercy to the fallen souls. Lord Buddha appeared out of compassion for the poor animals who were being killed by the demons. So here Srila Prabhupada said, Lord Buddha came because to give compassion, to give for poor animals. See, in modern world, how badly we treat animals. In the sense, you know, all this big industry. So I live in Omaha, Nebraska. The state tagline is the beef state. So if you travel, you know, 7 hours towards west or anywhere, you know, the fields are filled with cattle. So the Buddha, Lord Buddha's appearance is he felt to give compassion to these poor animals. So that's why he said ahimsa, never kill animals. So each avatar has its purpose, but if you see the purpose, it's all about compassion. Lord Narasimhadev appeared out of compassion for Prahlad Maharaj. The conclusion is that Lord is so compassionate upon the fallen souls within the material world that he comes himself, a sensitive devotee, and his servants to fulfill his desire to have all the fallen souls come back to Godhead, back home, back to Godhead. So, what is the desire of Lord Krishna? Come back, come home to Godhead. Imagine our children, they missed home or they left home. And how worried parents are, right? And we are sleepless until they come back home, back to Godhead. So in the same way, Krishna is very anxious to see all of his children to come back to home from this Maya. That is our ultimate goal. Does Lord Krishna instruct the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna for the benefit of entire human society? And Srila Prabhupada concludes that intelligent man should therefore seriously consider this Krishna consciousness movement and fully utilize the instructions of Bhagavad Gita as preached without adulteration by his pure devotees. So people who are intelligent should read Bhagavad Gita and preached without adulteration by his pure devotee. So we shouldn't concoct with our own thoughts. It should be very pure. So the whole topic here is compassion and mercy. And as Vaishnavas, we always beg for compassion and mercy. Recently, I started reading this beautiful book, Compassionomics. I'm just taking, a leadership course as part of my work. Compassion is very powerful. It's just not for Vaishnavas, but even in general, our dealings. I started saying the word compassion 100 times a day. Even though, you know, we can't and stuff like that, still there is all these demons inside our, at least in my mind or in my heart, kama, krodha, madha, mascharya, ego, false ego, lust, anger, greed. And at least I realize myself, I am imperfect. And struggle at various levels. But in spite of that, I always say the most important thing is being compassionate to ourselves and give compassion to every human being. At least if we use the word compassion, mercy, you know, fake it till you make it, that's showing tremendous effect even family dealings. Sometimes the devotees say, oh, my family members not following Krishna consciousness, or at work there is always some conflict, fighting, or whatever. Material world is always a problem. No matter what you do, the ripples of Maya will affect. So the best thing, at least I understood, is actually chanting is giving compassion to ourselves and giving compassion to other people. So if we are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, by doing that, actually we are compassionate on ourselves. Means your mind is in Krishna consciousness. That is the ultimate goal. If we don't do that, we are not compassionate on ourselves. Right? Our mind is in Brahmaneti. So that's all the spiritual activities. When Swam Gaur Maharaj called me 2 days back, you know, or 1 day back, Prabhu, can you give the class? So whenever I say yes to any spiritual activity, it is for my upliftment and also the compassion. Out of all the things I do in my whole life, I really, the only thing I enjoy maybe is Srimad Bhagavatam, especially discussing with all of you so that I learn and even touch Srimad Bhagavatam. That is a compassion to myself. So this word compassion, if you start using, I don't know, in material world, at least I feel like we use so many words. We deal in a different way. Again, you know, sorry, I'm just coming out from Goloka Vrindavan to material world. Because our dealings with every human being is so important. So I saw a big change, at least in myself, that, you know, no matter what anybody does to me, any human being, anyone, how much bad, how much what it is, in spite of that, I always at least say 24 hours whenever I remember the word compassion. I will give compassion, mercy and love to each and every human being. That is showing so much good benefit on me. That compassion may be by saying good words like Hare Krishna Mahamantra, or that compassion may be not being angry. That compassion may be not being jealous. That compassion may be, you know. So, that's what I'm practicing. But it's so nice that Srila Prabhupada wrote about compassion. The whole paragraph or the whole theme of 42nd verse is compassion. So, who else is more compassionate than Srila Prabhupada? Paradukha Dukki. He used to cry. Whenever, you know, a devotee who left the mission and leave, he used to cry. He came all the way from India to America to write all these books. Today we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam and we are extremely happy and, moving forward in our spiritual life is compassion of Srila Prabhupada, and mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So, thank you so much for giving this opportunity to me, and I beg and pray to all of our lotus feet. So, please give all the Vaishnavas compassion and mercy and shower on both of us, myself and my wife, Ratnavali Sakhi Dasi, so that we will, move ahead in our spiritual lives. And assist in the mission of Srila Prabhupada in a, like a small sand particle or dust particle. So, any questions, comments? Thank you so much for giving this opportunity.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Gandhava, this is Damodar Ananda Das from Bloomington, Illinois.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam. It's very nice to hear your voice, you know. You always connect to the class and you are a great example to, you know, at least I for me.
Prabhuji, that's very nice of you, but Prabhuji, your lecture is always very uplifting for me. I still remember when you spoke about Kevalashtakam, you introduced me to Kevalashtakam, and now every day, almost every day, I sing Kevalashtakam. My question or my comment is, you know, you said Krishna is very anxious for us to come back home like a father whose children have left home. Krishna can do anything, so what stops him from calling us back to Golok Vrindavan? Is it because the rules he has set in this srishti, or it is because of our own ego that we left his abode in the first place, and then he wants us to come back on our own? The other observation I made, you know, in childhood and even in adulthood, many times from other older people, that they always tell, ki Bhagwan hame bulalo, you know, meaning call us back, which actually meant, you know, never understood the correct meaning of calling back, God calling back us back to him till, you know, be connected with Prabhupada. Also, you know, my mother tongue is Punjabi, so in Punjabi there is a saying, I don't know if anybody else is Punjabi on this group, ki Bhagwan mainu chak lai, I mean, you know, they call out to the God and lift me up. Again, without realizing what it actually means, it usually meant that, you know, let me die. So I just wanted to share this with you. Thank you, Prabhuji, very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, such a great comment, you know. Going back to Godhead means here in 41 verse, somehow we have to become Atma Medhasa, means always thinking about Krishna and willing to serve Krishna. So always in life, the biggest example is Srila Prabhupada, the role model. I mean, we cannot be like Srila Prabhupada, but even if we do like maybe 1/10,000th of Srila Prabhupada, that purity, he left family, he left children, grandchildren. I mean, like, we don't need to leave all of this, but I'm just telling that Atma Medhasa means his thoughts, his brain has single-pointed agenda. The whole world is suffering. The whole world is suffering very badly. And his Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, maybe one time or two times told him, go to West and preach. Share this knowledge. And Srila Prabhupada is unlimited compassion. Two heart attacks. Imagine we get headache, we run to ER. If our kid gets small little fever, we run to ER. And this personality, two heart attack, stroke, unwavering faith. So, you know, everything he did is for Krishna. Everything. Srila Prabhupada, what he did is for Krishna. So, because of his mercy, I am able to speak with all of you. Imagine if Srila Prabhupada never came to America, there is no phone call, there is no discussion, and having an excellent association with wonderful Vaishnavas, this is only possible because of the mercy and compassion of Srila Prabhupada. So, in our development, at least, you know, every 10 years we have to check, hey, where we started and how far I came in this journey. And after 10 years, okay, where was I and how far I came in this journey. So, eventually, hey, you know, some people like Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj, they are like realized, you know, that is all Ajata Sukriti. Means their previous pious credits. But most of us, it takes time. But always if we move in that good direction, that's good. And Krishna is unlimitedly compassionate and Srila Prabhupada is compassionate. And Srila Prabhupada in his lecture said, I even say, Krishna, if you take one step forward, I will take 99 steps. So that is the compassion of Krishna. But thank you so much for reminding me, Kavalastakam, again today. So let me sing one small from Kavalastakam. Abrahmastamba paryantam sarvam mayamayam jagat satyam satyam punasatyam harir nameva kevalam. Abrahmastamba paryantam, from Brahma to small ant, the whole, everything in this whole world is sarvam mayamaya jagat. Everything is maya, period. There is only in any time in Vedic version, if they say two times, right? Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Namaeva Kavalam. If it they say Harir Nama two times, that is like a stamp. Means that is so authentic. Now here, they say Satyam, Satyam, Punas Satyam. Harir Namaeva Kavalam. There is only one truth, one truth, one truth. That is holy name, that is holy name, that is holy name. So this is from Kavalastaka. And the other thing is, you know, Maduram Madure Bhyopi, Mangalam Mangale Bhyopi, Pavanam Pavane Bhyopi, Harir Nameva Kevalam. So sweetest of the sweetest is holy name. Mangalam means auspicious. Auspicious of the auspiciousness. Pavanam. Pavanebhyopi, purifying of the purifying. What else we need? Sweet, auspicious and purifying. Harir Nameva Kevalam. Only the holy name, only the holy name, only the holy name. So, yeah, when we say word compassion, you know, remembering the Kavalastakam and realizing one more time to at least my rock-like heart that, you know, chanting is very important. That is compassionate for myself, and also sharing that is compassion. You know, the theme of today's class is compassion. So, anyways, such a great comment, and thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Any other comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Danvat Pranam, All Guru Srila Prabhupada Nirudho. Always, Prabhuji, your class is very practical and very inspiring. Thank you very much for your association. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Aiva Kevalam. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandu Pranam, All Guru, Sister Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj. A very, very beautiful class. As Mataji said, I would like to agree that definitely class is so inspiring. Always look forward to it. One quick question, Prabhuji, if you have time.
Yes, please, Mataji. Yeah,
yeah. I know when you were mentioning during the lecture, you said about Lakshmiji, you were saying that she is there in Golok Vrindavan, and like running after Krishna, wanting to serve Krishna. But as we know from the past times that Lakshmi was not allowed in the Ras Leela, so I was wondering, she'll be there in the only Vishnu Loka, or she will be there in the in the Golak Vrindavan too. So kind of, could you clarify on that pastime? Because there it was mentioned, right, that because she in the worships Krishna in the bhav of awe and reverence, so that is the reason why she wouldn't be able to enter the Golak Vrindavan.
Such an excellent question. Any senior devotees on the conference call want to share on this beautiful question? Any devotees want to share, comment?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, I am not senior, I am very much junior. But, is it okay? Can I say something?
Please.
Yes, sir. I have heard that Prabhupada had said that the Lakshmi Sahasrasata Sambrahma Sevyamanam. So you know, all these gopis are Lakshmis. That's what he's saying. The Lakshmi, they are all the gopis are Lakshmis, and they are serving Krishna. Goloka, they are gopis, they are all serving. And they are very, very opulent. So that's why they are called Lakshmis. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for sharing. There is, in one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada wrote the same thing also about how the gopis, when, they are searching for the topmost devotees in the whole world, they went to many devotees like Hanuman, Prahlad, you name it, Shiva, Brahma, and in that chain, even Parvati, Lakshmi, and when they are going and finding the topmost devotees, just below Srimati Radharani, gopis. So out of all the gopis, Radharani. So all the gopis, even though they are gopis, they have all the attributes of Lakshmi, and even more than Lakshmi Devi. So, yeah, Srila Prabhupada wrote, also he shared in the lectures, but thank you so much. You know, if it comes from the lips of, Vaishnavas, it's always nice to hear. Thank you so much for sharing that, Mataji.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for appreciating. Hare Krishna. I'm not so much Vaishnava, but I have heard this one. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Also, Lakshmiji, who worships Krishna in the Aishwarya Bhav, is allowed in the Golok, but she is not able to enter the Ras Leela. That's the only place where she cannot enter. And Lakshmi is also expansion of Srimati Radharani, as are the gopis and others. That's my understanding, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you for asking that question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanavat Pranam. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your association. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, I have a question, but it's not related to the class a little bit, but still kind of little technical.
Yeah, please, definitely.
Okay. Like, I know that, like, we have the 10 incarnations of Krishna, right? We have all the 10 incarnations we talk about. Now, I was trying to understand that in our time span, which we talk about Yuga. So all that, like, you know, we have, like, we, like, in the form of Brahma, there are, he's got 100, he lives for 100 years, which is not obviously according to us, right? Then each day of Brahma has those 14 Manus, and we are in the 7th Manu and the 28th cycle, I think, right? Of the 72 yugas, of the 72 cycles. So that I understand. Now what I'm trying to understand is, and then Krishna appears only once in this 28th cycle, right? Of this one day of Brahma, he's coming only once in the seventh manu of the 28th cycle, right? Now, mm-hmm. what about the other incarnations of Krishna, right? Like Ram and others. So now when this day will get over, right? After all this day gets over, then the night will come. Everything will go in the Vishnu, Mahavishnu. Now the next day when it comes, now again all those 10 incarnations will take place. Like because Krishna will come again, right? And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again will come in Kali Yuga. So I'm trying to understand those other incarnations of Krishna. Then again they will appear in every day of Brahma. Does that work like this? Or am I incorrect in my understanding?
So as per I had, as per my hearing, what I had is, the universe is unlimited. So the incarnations of Krishna, they comes wherever there is. Today we discussed even, right?
Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamiham. As per the time, need and circumstances, the incarnation of Krishna happens. So, to answer your question, yes. Still, right now, Lord Narsingadev's incarnation is happening somewhere. So, these incarnations, if you see this verse, avatara hai asankhya hai. We only think 10 incarnations, but when you see this verse, 1.3.28, ete cha amsa kalapumsah krishnastu bhagavan swayam. And in the first canto, third chapter, they start discussing about many incarnations. And out of all the incarnations, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. But just before Srila Prabhupada said that is the emperor verse of whole Srimad Bhagavatam. But before that, 28th is this verse. 26th, Avatarahi Asankhyaha. Avataras are Asankhyaha, unlimited. Just like when you see the river, how many branches it will take, subdivisions. The avatars are like unlimited. We cannot conceive because all these avatars are happening in different planets, different universes, different galaxies, different solar systems. So, the authenticity, if you want to read a little bit more, it's 1.3.26 onwards. But the whole chapter is about unlimited incarnations. So to answer your question, yes, the avatars are happening, not only just in Bhartavarsha, but as I said, many galaxies, many, as we know, so far the discovered universe by human intelligence is in our house. If you put a dot on wall, that is the discovered universe. But there is unlimited universe still scientists are trying hard to discover. So to answer, yes, the incarnations are happening in all those universes based on their adharma. Wherever yada yada hi dharmasya, wherever there is a problem with dharma, I will come and help. That help can happen not only through 10 incarnations. The incarnations are unlimited. So that is my understanding. But if any Vaishnavas want to add, please feel free to add.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Yeah, so unlimited incarnations. So
yes, unlimited incarnations.
So 10 incarnations is only according to what we know. But there are so many which we don't know. Am I correct? That way if we can think.
Yep. If you want to read first canto, third chapter, it's a beautiful chapter. Okay. They talk about the whole incarnations and one of the very, very important chapters. First canto, third chapter. So the whole chapter is about incarnations.
Thank you, Benji.
Any questions, any more comments?
Thank you, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class today. It was indeed very, very, very nice class. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. By speaking with all of you, my heart is very jubilant and I am very, very happy because of Vaishnavas, discussing with Vaishnavas.
Anybody has any more questions for Prabhuji?
Thank you, Prabhuji, for a very nice class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Once again, Prabhuji, thank you so much. And we are really grateful to you. And look forward to having your association again in future. As we don't have any more questions, we would like to wrap up the call here. Vancha kaltarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo
namo namo
grantha shrimad bhagavatam ki jai shila pad ki jai his grace katanatma prabhuji ki jai
jai thank you hare krishna ji thank you.